G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, July 29. I'm John Barker, back in town, joining Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. We've got the full team here for the first time in living memory. And it's a big weekend too, because it's not only the last weekend of the racing season, but it is calendar weekend in your Winning Post. So the very popular calendar for the entire racing season. It's got all the race dates. It's got every black type race and all the country cups, most of them on the correct days, and lots of sports of all sorts as well. And of course, plenty of great pictures from the team at Racing Photos, Bradley Photographers, Atkins Photographers, and your old pal Taryn Clark, Carl. So some excellent photos there, and really no racing household should be without it. So if you haven't picked up your Winning Post, make sure you do. It should be inside. Stage an inquiry with the newsagent if it is not. And then everybody's happy and no one's ringing us next week saying I couldn't get it. Meanwhile, big weekend of racing with black type in three states as we get ready for the horses to have their birthday on Tuesday with the Bletchingley Stakes, the Winter Challenge, four, because you got the Winter Challenge, you got the Bolton Sprint in WA, and of course you've got the time-honoured Lightning Stakes in South Australia between the two-year-olds and the three-year-olds, and some pretty big meetings too. Joel, where are you going to be making your money this Saturday?
Yeah, monster meeting. Well, that Doomben meeting looks a bit of a nightmare. There is a couple that I am keen on at Doomben, but yeah, two races and probably two bets for me. The rest of the card looks a raffle. Caulfield, nice program, some big fields, but I think a couple of those big fields have got long tails to them, so pretty keen on a couple at Caulfield.
And Carl, the Bletchingley Stakes is the main feature at Caulfield, and well, I guess Superdo looks the one to beat off the Monash Stakes run, and then of course you've got a few sort of handicappers stepping up, and you've got the former world champion Langan Rupee coming back, so it's quite intriguing.
That's right, it's curious to see what sort of level of performance Langan Rupee can come back to first up, because we know his quality and we know he's a genuine weight for age sprinter. Stepedo probably fits the weight for age bill as well, being a last starts surge on Monash winner, but besides that, yeah, it's probably a handicapped field. Yeah, there's probably a few at odds in that race that can run a cheeky race. It's that sort of race, the Bletchingley. It throws up the race fifth horses up against those that are classy but on their way back.
Of course, Lord of the Sky won the race at his third attempt last year and was coming off a Monash Stakes fourth, and I think that was the first one to win the Bletchingley off an unplaced run for a number of years in the same campaign. Obviously there've been quite a few first up winners. We'll start with the Bletchingley, which is race 8 at Caulfield on Saturday. It is a group 3, standard weight for age, 1200 metres, worth 150,000. Which way have you gone, Joel?
Well, I think you can make cases for quite a few. It's a pretty decent race. So I'm going to be backing number 13 each way, Savannah Ramore. Clearly her toughest test to date. She's a filly I've always had plenty of time for. She looked pretty promising early in her career in Queensland. John Maher tested her out in Melbourne through the autumn and she came through pretty well. She got a Group 2 win under her belt, beating Ella Kazoom, who then went on to really push I Am A Star, so I think we can get a pretty good guide to that sort of, you know, to her level. She then went back to her home state and took out the Gold Coast Skinnies, which, as it turned out, perhaps, you know, probably wasn't, we've probably seen stronger Gold Coast Skinnies in years gone by, but it was certainly a good effort. She's trialled up well. You know, she probably could have had a race somewhere else, but they've gone straight into this race first up. So I think around $10 or $11, I'm going to back her each way, number 13, from 7, Supito. Every time I seem to step into him, he gets rolled. He's only been beaten 6 out of 13, but I think I've been on him 3 or 4 times. It was a good return. This is this will be a much tougher race for him to win than the Monash, but he certainly looks a deserved favourite. I've thrown in Langan Rupee for third. He's he came back off that long spell in the spring with two good performances, giving weight away in the Caulfield Sprint, and it was a good effort, and then not far away in the Group 1 Darley Classic. So I think he can run well here. Mick Price seems pretty confident in his chances first up. A number 8, Duke of Brunswick, who I liked first up, but he probably should have gone close to beating ability. It was a length difference, but he was held up at a key stage. He looks to have come back a good horse. This is obviously tougher, but looks to have come back an improved horse. So I'm going 13.7.1.8.
Yeah, I'm with Duke of Brunswick on top myself. Just can't believe the price, 20-1. I don't know why it's 20-1. I'd be happy to take single figures. Excellent horse at Caulfield, excellent over the distance, excellent second up, yet to miss a place second up. Doesn't mind a little bit of give out of the ground, which I'm sure he'll get on Saturday. His soft track record's fantastic. His first up run was excellent. He probably should have beaten Ability. Meets Ability 2.5 kilos better at the weights, under the weight for age scale. The query's maybe the barrier, what sort of run he gets in transit, but I just think he's ready to win. Stupido and Ability, I think second and third, they're the sort of ones that you... the main dangers, Ability's flying since he's been gelded. The big query is the step up to weight for age for him. Stupido probably gets the run the race and deserves to be favourite. And then I've got Lincoln Rupee, I guess, who is the surefire, the class horse of the field. But surprised by Mick Price's comment saying that Duke of Brunswick will not get within Lincoln Rupee. I think Duke of Brunswick is the much better option of the two.
Well, I disagree. And... why is stepping up to weight for age a problem for Ability but not for Duke of Brunswick?
Well, the issue there is that the 2.5 kilos out of the handicap last time, Duke of Brunswick was 56.5, Ability was 54, and that means it's 2.5 kilos better at the weight. So I just look at it from the perspective of those two strong form races. The other thing that I looked at is that I think the Ability form line and the Duke of Brunswick form line down the straight, they ran quicker times. Stupido's race, Mert the Flirt and Stupido, they barely broke, I don't think they broke 12 seconds for the last 200. It was quite a slow 1100 metre race. So I'm just putting value in that form.
Okay, but I think that the reason perhaps behind Mick Price's thinking is that Lankan Rupee meets Duke of Brunswick. Lankan Rupee has 58.5, Duke of Brunswick has 58.5. In a handicap, Lankan Rupee gives Duke of Brunswick 10.5 kilos. Mm.
They'd all be out of the handicap with Lankan Rupee in a handicap, the whole field.
Well, that's right. Mm. Yeah, of course, and that's why I've gone for Lankan Rupee. Mm. As Joel said, you know, two pretty good runs, and this time he's not coming off a year off. Look, might be a light of other days, but, you know, the spring form was okay. Starts in a Group 2 handicap, runs very well, and then a Group 1, close enough, at weight for age. Not too many Group 1 weight for ages in this field, so Lankan Rupee on top for me. Did make him also my value bet, but now I find that he's like $4.50 or something.
He's pretty well found in the...
Yeah. Maybe everyone's as smart as me. But for a second, I got number 10, Chocolate Holic. Just love that Perth, that good Perth form, the ones that just keep winning over there. And, you know, he brings a bit of your Vega magic form when you're sort of first among equals. And Darren Weir does improve them, so it could be a little bit of each way value there. Well, what am I saying each way? It can't be Lankan Rupee if Lankan Rupee turns up. For third, number 7, Stupido. And for fourth, number 2, Keen Array. That, as I said, was my value bet at Caulfield. And my best was race 7, number 3, Revolving Door. Top run last time. The question is, does he reproduce that here again fourth up? If so, I think wins. Joel, your best in value.
My best is Mystified, race 6. She's also in the listed race at Morphettville. Still no word, Carl. I see Racing Australia haven't got a scratch from anywhere. So, they're both worth 100,000. There's Black Type on offer in Adelaide. I think she's very hard to beat in this race at Caulfield. This is one of the races, big field, but I don't think there's many chances. I think Rachel, Mystified, stand out really, and maybe Sweet Perfume, if not now, when I've got in my four. But Mystified's two runs at Mini Valley were excellent, getting back, hitting the line hard, and then went to the Creswick Stakes, and Barrier 1 was always going to make it difficult, but she ran super, beaten half a length, ran fourth. We've seen Hay Bale, and I'm telling you, come out of that race and perform well. She's back to filly's grade. I know she's up in the weights, but I just think there's a bit of a tail to this field, and if they come from Adelaide across to Melbourne, I think she'll get the cash, Mystified. And my value is Written Era in what looks a pretty competitive benchmark 78, race 4. happy with around $8.50 for her each way. She's a talented mare down from Warrnambool. First up run last prep was excellent after a slow start, hit the line hard, warranted a black type start. She finished fifth, really only had 50 metres to stretch out after being held up. Finished a length and a half off Silent Sedition, who went on to win a Group 1. And then she went to the 1400 of the Mannerism at her last start, and it was just a no run. She went to the line untested and ran last behind Silent Sedition. If she's come back in that sort of form, I think she'll be running really well in a benchmark 78.
Yeah, my value bet is Prescott Race 5, number 18. That's Chris Waller trained. It comes out of that race where there's plenty of interference, where Winburn knocked over half the field at the 200 metre mark. Prescott got the backwash of it, wasn't really in the thick of it, but was held was held up the whole length of the straight before then and went to the line untested. It had plenty to offer. Very forgiving of that effort. The first up run behind Atlantic Fox I thought was good at the Chuka. Atlantic Fox has since measured up in town. Three runs last campaign were okay in quite strong midweek sort of city grade. So Prescott for me, it's a bit of odds. And
yeah, I haven't got him on top, but I've got him in my four as well. 50 to 1.
Yeah, stupid price. Odds. Stupid price. I think everyone's looking at who Winburn knocked over and they're ignoring him. Seattle Park, he's a silly price. I liked him last time, but not on
him. He went up $6 or something.
Yeah, just nuts. And Sonna Dancer is probably the other one I'd like to mention. Race 3, number 13, 20 to 1 in the Vobis Gold Ingot, one of the features on the day. I think should have won on debut with a big price. Comes out of a strong form line with Crown Witness. Obviously, Kettleston, Mork, and Nistan are key dangers, but at 20 to 1, I think it's well worth an each way bet. Homebred for the Aldersons. Ran well on debut, step up to 1400, no issue. Perhaps a saver on number 7, Olympic Lad, as well.
Alrighty, the Sydney action on Saturday is at Rose Hill Gardens, featuring the listed Winter Challenge, race 7, over 1500 metres, worth $150,000. Bit of a grand final for some of these. We'll go to you, Joel, because not only is your top selection here your best on the Rose Hill program, but it's also your front page horse in the New South Wales version of Winning Post this week.
Yeah, Classic Uniform. Made him my best for the card on a day of sort of having got too much confidence, but I think he'll run really well. He's come back in good order, I think. He was tough as nails last prep, ran some really good races on speed and got out to longer trips than this. His first up run I thought was pretty handy, 1100 first up with 60.5. That wasn't his go, but he was hitting the line and getting through the line quite well there behind Calander. Went to the Winter Stakes, jumped well, and look, perhaps if he'd had another run under the belt, they would have pressed forward, but they just sort of rode him a bit conservatively, tried to slot in midfield, couldn't slot in, sat three wide, and was under pressure from the turn, and I thought was pretty good, even though he's run 10th, only beaten two lengths. It was a bit of a blanket finish, but meets much the same opposition here. He'll be fitter from gate one. I think they'll hunt through, and certainly if not lead, he'll be right there. And he looks ready to run a much better race third up. He's on top of 10, Leopari, who's fit, in form, going well down in the weights. 11, Sultan of Swing, was super. Two runs back in Sydney and then struck the heavy track last start. Still ran well. He's down in the weights and I think he can measure up to a listed race. And 1, Gold Symphony, who's got the big weight to lump. He impressed two runs back and then didn't have much luck last start.
Yeah, Gold Symphony on top for me. The Goodwin two starts going to the Civic. Impressed me then last time. Didn't get out. 59 kilos. Not really a worry for me because it probably should have gone close to winning the Winter Stakes with the same sort of weight, and does meet many of these rivals in a similar sort of weight scale. So got it on top from 8, Extensible, the stablemate, who also was held up to the 150 made mark. Switched back to the inside and finished off okay. Third, number 10, Leopari, racing in career best form this campaign. Chris Waller's really got this former Kiwi flying. And fourth, number 2, Snippets Land. Another one that came out of the Winter Stakes with a hard luck story to tell. 1, 8, 10 and 2.
Joel, your value bit comes up in the first, where there's a few promising rising three-year-olds going around, and you got one at a bit of value there in a maiden.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen a couple of the markets, but I saw one of the early markets went up $6, which was far shorter than what I thought she would be. But Runaway is the filly I speak of from the Waterhouse Bot Yard. Nicely bred by Manhattan Rain, half sister to Two Oaks winners, Abby Marie and Absolutely. So she's going to appreciate the step up in trip. Thought she was pretty good first up, holding her ground. Just didn't have the turn of foot as a couple of others, but ran well. Went to Grafton and got beat, but look, the winner's won two in a row now and looks okay. And again, just didn't have the turn of foot, but they sort of broke away from the rest of the field, and I think the step up to 1500 is really what she's going to look for. So she's my value. The other one at perhaps double figure odds would be Rock My Lady, race 8, number 11. No luck at all first up at a huge price last prep. Ran well second up. Then form just sort of tapered off a little bit. Comes back with two trials under the belt. She can run as to what she did first and second up last prep early this time in. I think she'll run well at odds.
Best bet for me, race 6, number 6, Zorkan. This horse is fitter for the two runs this campaign. One first up with a little bit of odds at Flemington, and then just missed out behind Bullish Stop last time. Has since won the Flemington jump out. Looks to be absolutely flying. Mine really relishes any given the ground, and I presume we'll get that in Sydney. Those tracks in Sydney aren't as firm as they are in Melbourne. And he's just flying. And these imported horses, sometimes their second, third local campaign, they can really go to another level. And I think Zorkan is just in the zone at the moment. Value bets, race 8, number 12, Sonic Swish. This horse first up was okay without being spectacular. The market certainly suggested that he would be competitive, more competitive than he was. But both his wins have been at 1,200. But he might just be looking for a little bit further these days, and he gets weight relief. He's just a half kilo off the minimum. Drops 4.5 kilos. Four and a half kilos on the last run. And his best form last campaign would certainly see him figure in the finish. So Sonic Swish on an each way basis in race 8.
Racing on the main track at Morfordville on Saturday, apart from the hurdle, which is on the Parks track. And there is a black type race, as I mentioned earlier, the UBet Lightning Stakes, race 7, 1050 metres, set weights for 2 and 3 year olds at listed level. And Carl, on page 2 of Winning Post this week, you're telling us that the 3 year old fillies, 3 year olds generally, and fillies in particular, have been dominating this race for a decade or more. But you're saying that Dusamus, in the very capable hands of Hawks Racing, with Tommy Berry having only his second venture to Adelaide to ride, he might go there more often on holiday, who knows, is poised to chalk one up for the two-year-old colts. But now you're telling us that, in fact, it is going to be a three-year-old filly that wins.
Yeah, unfortunately, that story was written pre-barrier draw. And when he came out with 15 of 15 and was $2.50 and Mystified drew barrier 2, I thought, well, I've already got a soft spot for Mr. Five, the tipper to win the Melbourne Cup. I didn't need too much of my arm to be twisted, and then Deuceman draws the car park. So, look, I've got Mr. Five on top. I'd rather see them in Adelaide than Melbourne. I just worry about her carrying a big weight in Melbourne. A great asset to turn a foot, and I just hope she doesn't get bogged down with the big weight. But I'll be backing her wherever they go. To beat Deucemus, he's a class colt. Even if he doesn't win on the weekend, he's a fantastic horse. For third, I'm putting in number 9, Shopiro, who ran third in this race last year from barrier 1 with Jamie Carr aboard, so it might be a case of deja vu. Run down the Flemington straight during Cup Week last year was excellent, and two runs in Adelaide since have been okay. And for fourth, I'm putting in number 15, Bandipur, who is a touch erratic when he's racing in amongst the field, and he might not get things his own way from barrier 5 on the weekend. Best bet is race 6, number 8, Belf's Choice. The stablemate of Mystified has won his past two starts, going for 3 straight. Hasn't been hit by the handicapper just yet, I don't think. 56.5 and a benchmark 82. He still looks well in. And Jack the Giant Slayer, race 8, number 10, is my value bet. First up off a long break for a new stable. He's about 30-1. He can sprint well fresh. Just guessing on how well he's wound up, but at that price, I'm just willing to speculate about his fitness levels, because his best is certainly good enough to go close in that race.
Alrighty, Doomben, the venue as usual these days for Brisbane racing on Saturday, and a frightening 172 acceptors over 10 races, which at the time of recording is already down under the 150 mark, with more than 22 scratchings. Joel, I mean, you'd think you'd really only need to find two winners from the program to finish in front.
Yes, you'd like to think so. Well, hopefully they're my two. My best is Meet and Greet, race 7, number 7. He was my best or my value first up. Can't remember, but I know he ran fourth. I remember that. Unlucky. Should clearly have run a place. Not sure whether he would have won, but should clearly have run a place. He's come back in good order. Step up in distance should be ideal. He'll probably be better over a mile next time with this run under his belt, but I still think he'll be very hard to beat. So he's my best, race 7, number 7. My value was Denburn, race 6, number 4. I was hoping he was going to come up better odds. I think he came up just into the double figures, and he's already been trimmed into around 7 or 8. But he started favourite at the Gold Coast, two starts back, led, gave a really good sight, got run down by Eat My Trust, who then went to a Saturday race and won, and will be one of Meet and Greet's main threats in race 7. And then last start, Denburn, in that race that Eat My Trust won, he drew wide and he was back and four deep and just had no hope. But he actually kept working to the line pretty well to finish seventh there. From barrier one, he'll be on speed, I think, on Saturday. And he looks a good each-way play. The only other race that you may look at, race 2 is the two-year-old race. It's hard to sort of predict the final makeup of the field. There'll probably be a few more scratchings. But if the 17 gets a run, La Drama, I think might be worth an each-way bet. Daryl Hansen's having a really good run at the moment. This horse, I thought, ran well first start. It was a Gold Coast Saturday meeting. Ran fifth. The winner had form around Hootson. Runner-up, Shogun Stars, a promising sort. I think if we get double figures and the field holds up, maybe an each-way bet on La Drama.
The 594th and final Black Type race of the Australian season will be run at Belmont on Saturday. Race 7, the HG Bolton Sprint, and that figure of 594 comes with an asterisk. It was found with the Winning Post and Best Bets editorial statistics generator, which may or may not be correct. Certainly, well, I did a fair bit of checking through it, and it all looked pretty kosher to me. So,
does that include the Magic Millions restricted list?
It doesn't. Pretty sure it doesn't. No, pretty sure it does not. We have an eight-horse field here. We have the aforementioned First Among Equals with 61 kilos. Now, you might not have had a very close look at this yet, Joel, because I see you haven't tipped, but no, what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, well, First Among Equals got rolled first up by It's It, and I think there's a 1.5 kilo turnaround.
It was 61 to 54 last time.
Yeah, 61 to 55 and a half.
Yeah, so 1.5 kilo turnaround. First Among Equals will be fitter. It's It. It had a couple of runs and was up and going. I would say First Among Equals can turn the tables. The horse down the bottom,
Prophet Street,
yeah, going okay. He's always had plenty of ability. He won well last start, so you know, this is his toughest test, but he might be ready to show something. And I know in the last race, it's a race with many chances, but Romello, the Bob Peters owned horse, didn't have much room first up. He was behind the leader, just looking for a run, and just couldn't quite get enough room to squeeze through. He's quite a big horse. Willie Pike takes over second up. Yeah, so I think he can be hard to beat if he gets a bit of luck.
All right, earlier in the day, across the Tasman, they are racing at Otaki. I see there's a listed race. There's a few. How about you line up at 1:15 on a Saturday afternoon and the biggest race in the country is a $10,000 maiden? At that time,
yes.
I mean. Yeah. So, yeah. Still, that's New Zealand racing for you, but what can you tell us? I mean, you'll still get paid in Australian currency if you can find the winner. So what can you tell us, Joel?
Well, I can tell you that my best bet is in the listed race, the Four Derrida Stakes for the two-year-olds, race 6, and I'm with 7, Kate Louise. Runner-up 2 from 3, came back to 800 metres last start, was attacking the line strongly behind the winner, who is a pretty promising sort called Asta. One to follow that horse, and I think the form will hold up. So Kate Louise is my best, my value is Nitro Ted, race 5, number 9, fitter for one run, loves the mud, heavy 11, he'll swim through that. Second up, yeah, he may still need one run, but happy to have something each way on him. Rotorua is the other New Zealand meeting. There's a stakes race there as well. The Tamarunui Gold Cup, race 6, my value bet comes up in that race. It's number 10, Gentle Tonton, likes heavy ground as well, this horse, and he's run some decent races at the track. And I think he can bounce back to his best form. My best bet is Hello M'lady, race 4, number 4. Had been competitive in black type company, resumed with a easy win at a short price, probably going to be well found again, but she looks a good banker for your multiples.
Alrighty, that wraps up a big Saturday around Australia. Just to reiterate, don't forget to pick up your winning post because it has got the free calendar inside. It's also, of course, got all your favourite editorial features and the Australia's Best Form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, as well as fields for Monday. We will leave you, as usual, with our best $20 bet for the weekend. I will kick us off with Caulfield, race 8, number 1, Lankan Rupee.
After a few heart flutters and Jim Byrne ran into trouble at the 200 on Kalama, we still collect it. That was a very good win by that filly last week. So we'll throw it on to Mystified, and I hope she goes to Caulfield.
I'll go race 6, number 6, Zorkan at Rosehill.
All right, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.